as a narrative, it doesn't even begin at the beginning, does it?
No.
It kind of starts in the middle.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? I mean, did you gradually select what you were going to do? Did you have an outline in your mind beforehand? What characters to focus on? What ones to eliminate?
Well, all those things are part of the process.
Mm.
And it's one of those stories I've mulled it over for years,
yes.
And then I started to think more seriously about doing it, and then because people are asking what's the next one, what's it going to be, and
yes.
I was like, it might be the Odyssey. And first of all, it wasn't going to be called the Odyssey because my first versions were really out there, very very surreal.
How interesting!
And we were going to call it Homecoming King.
Oh, great title!
Yeah. So, and I like that title actually, but then
title.
I thought, am I going to stand up and say this is my version of the Odyssey?
Well, that's always the case.
So, and I decided to do that. And the more I went full circle with all my ideas, I kept coming back to the original.
Mm.
And the more it started to drop into place, I thought, no, it's the Odyssey.
It was the Odyssey for me when I saw it last week.
So, and I think that you're talking about a process of probably about 2 years of thinking about it.
Right.
Write it. And then I always get to a point where I get all the ideas, they're all over written on paper all over the wall, and I start connecting them all together, and then I sit down and go, okay, I'm doing the Odyssey, and I sit down for about 5 weeks and I write a treatment like a script or a film script, but without words.
Right.
In this case, sometimes I do use words. I didn't use words in the Odyssey. Excuse me. And then at the same time, I'm listening to all kinds of music that I feel resonates with it, the subject matter.
Yeah.
An archetypal way again, but emotionally, pace-wise, what's visceral, because every scene has to be visceral, because you're only going to get a shot at a few of the scenes, and they all have to be fundamental and very powerful, and if you really follow the subject matter, devastating. And so I build a structure, and that's a very simplistic way of putting it, but then I start structuring it, and I use all different, I'm informed by all different mediums in that, particularly film.
Right.
Because in a way, when you see my work, it's a film on stage.
Yes.
And so I put it into a narrative. And of course, the narrative of the Odyssey is not linear. So, and ironically, the order it's written in when it's not linear is actually, if you made it linear, it's a better order of events. I found it always very strange that Calypso happens at the end.
Yes.
And it's the first thing he does is have a 7-year relationship
exactly.
with someone.
Exactly.
Because you do that before you go to Hades, surely. You don't go to Hades first, then decide to have a midlife crisis. I'm not going to say it's a midlife crisis because
it's not at all.
But the fact that he spent 7 years on an island, and I just think if that was. Now, if you put that before a modern day editor in a novel, they'd go, you got it the wrong way around. And so, but maybe that's why it was told that way around.
Wow.
It's very difficult to know. So
yes, yeah.
But I think you can take a lot of liberties with it. I think you have to with a myth to make it relevant. But also, before it was, how long was it before it was actually written down?
Exactly.
People are going to be taking all sorts of liberties with it.